You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
If you or your patients struggle with muscle cramps, spasms, soreness, or restless leg syndrome, you're going to want to hear about our non-opioid TheraWorks Relief. TheraWorks Relief is a clinically proven and published locally acting topical solution that prevents and relieves muscle cramps, spasms, and soreness in the legs and feet. In a research study including patients diagnosed with restless leg syndrome, TheraWorks Relief was shown to reduce symptoms commonly associated with accompanying RLS, including muscle cramps and spasms. Muscle cramps are reported as a side effect of hundreds of prescription medications, from intravenous iron sucrose and conjugated estrogens to statins and diuretics. By managing muscle cramps, TheraWorks Relief supports adherence, helping patients stay on important and often life-saving medications. TheraWorks Relief comes in an easy-to-use, fast-absorbing, non-greasy foam that can prevent muscle cramps and spasms with just a few simple applications a day. To learn more about TheraWorks Relief, go to TheraWorksRelief.com and click on the healthcare professional link.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Pharmacy Marketing Simplified focuses on easy and proven marketing tips from pharmacy owners and industry experts to leverage in your independent pharmacy business. This podcast is all about pharmacy marketing and how to be successful in today's competitive marketplace.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm your host, Nicole McClure, President of GRX Marketing. And I'm so excited to have two guests with me today from Smart Solutions, Travis Smith, who is VP of Pharmacy Automation, and Jessica Gardner, Marketing Director. Today, we'll be talking about the subject of patient communication and how it's evolved in the healthcare industry over the years. Welcome both of you to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
Thank you, Nicole.
Before we get started with our discussion, can you guys just give our listeners a brief company history about Smart Solutions?
Sure. That's probably easier said than done, but I'll be glad to do that, Nicole. Smart Solutions was established in the early 80s by Craig Sweat and myself. Craig is president of the company. He handles the engineering, and I handle the sales, marketing efforts, and customer relationships. Initially, we focused on pharmacy IVR and workflow products for change, but eventually, as our market matured, we started working with institutional healthcare, hospitals, and independent pharmacies. As I look back and see where we were then and where we are now, I see that we've evolved from an IVR company into a real pharmacy communications company. Currently, today, we provide cloud-hosted telephone systems, smart call-out inbound IVR, cloud-hosted hardware platforms from small to large in that category, even centralized enterprise applications for larger companies with speech recognition as well as text-to-speech capability with those larger companies. We have a product we call Smart Dial. That's for outbound calling to notify patients that the prescription is ready to be picked up and various other messages that we deliver. And we have a smartphone app called My Mobile RX that allows a patient to communicate from their on a non-verbal basis from their phone to the pharmacy. We have provided web service interfaces in the past, and right now we're in the process of developing some social media offerings that I think are just tremendous. Jessica is our expert there. Jessica, would you like to comment on that?
Well, I think with such a digital age that social media is becoming very prevalent in our society, whether it's businesses or personal accounts. So Smart will be taking the next step in working with social media in terms of offering our customers Facebook sites, LinkedIn profiles, Instagram sites, and then furthering that into websites and offering applications as customer refills, delivery, and all those sorts of things throughout the social media platforms.
Yeah, that's awesome that you guys have expanded and, you know, recognize the need for those digital services as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, Nicole, in a nutshell, we pretty much provide everything a pharmacy needs to effectively stay in touch with their patients, and offer world-class service as a business. We help them to build their business, and we're intent on helping them with their marketing and their patient loyalty and relationships, for sure. You know, early on, we recognized that nothing ever makes up for poor customer service. And as a result, we decided we would provide 24/7 technical and sales support, free software upgrades to the pharmacies, typically twice a year. And we also, in the last couple of 3 years, have started monitoring each of the IVR systems 24/7 through our unique Guardian Angel software. So specifically with our systems, we know before the customer does if there's a system glitch, because we're getting constant feedback. I also firmly believe that our technical support is the best in the industry, and our systems are the most reliable in the marketplace. In fact, we've built our reputation on that.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have, you know, really gone above and beyond to make sure that the pharmacy owner is taken care of with any realm of using your product. So that's great. So, you know, Travis, it sounds like you have a lot of experience. You know, you've been in the industry for the last 25 years. How have you seen communication in the healthcare industry evolve from when you started Smart Solutions to today?
Boy, that's a funny one to ask. I'm glad you asked, though. You know, the communication improvement has been revolutionary. This is an honest story. I remember when we first started this business, I rented, leased, whatever you did back then, my first cell phone. And it was a big old clunker, and it had an antenna and all sorts of things. And I remember specifically my first month's bill. It was something in the neighborhood of $2,500. And we changed that quickly. We kept the phones, but we weren't so prolific in talking. And so, but I can't put a percentage on how much it's changed, but it's gone from a direct telephone and face-to-face communication to telephone, digital, and internet communication. And that's all resulted in improved convenience and time savings in the pharmacy and for the patient. In addition to that, you know, accuracy has improved, reducing patient and pharmacy risk and liability. I think essentially we've gone from horse and buggy communication formats to space age communication protocols.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. How would you, kind of that same question, but focusing more on the long-term care and hospital industry?
Well, you know, long-term care has always been a challenge when it comes to just the volume of business that they do with a specific pharmacy, because typically they'll choose a specific pharmacy to deal with. Originally, their big challenge between the long-term facility and the pharmacy interaction was the difficulty of entering multiple patient orders and trying to avoid communication inaccuracies in both the LTC and the pharmacy side. You know, the process was slow, it was labor-intensive, and costly from both perspectives. LTC staff member would be calling in prescriptions for patients, leaving long messages and errors in transcriptions was a real reality. In addition, it would take up an enormous amount of pharmacy staff time, either in a live situation or if they were listening to a recording. With Smart Solutions, we process up to 20 plus prescriptions in a single session. And if the LTC's entries are correct, 100% accuracy is achieved. For hospitals, the impact is a little bit different. Traditionally, a patient picked up their initial prescription order upon discharge and never returned. With Smart's technology, hospitals can be much more involved with total patient care, with refill availability, overall health counseling, and more frequent patient interaction. Specifically, with hospital ambulatory pharmacies, inbound IVR and outbound patient reminders improves patient service and compliance by making refill requests easy, but by building the patient relationship with the initial prescription and enabling follow-up with patient reminders for compliance. The benefit to the hospital is they can now increase their impact on the community by providing personalized counter service or mail order service and retain the patient as a long-term customer, building their active patient population. Specifically, with hospital ambulatory pharmacies, inbound IVR and outbound patient reminders improves patient service and compliance by making refill requests easy with the hospital and also by building the patient relationship with the initial prescription and enabling follow-up with patient reminders for compliance. If the hospital uses mail order, they can absolutely not only provide the initial prescriptions, but retain a long-term relationship with the patient.
So definitely helps bringing the long-term care and hospital industry kind of into the future as well. Because, you know, in my mind, those two industries sometimes seem to lag a little bit behind even retail pharmacy.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So with the creation of mobile apps, you mentioned earlier that that's one of your guys' offerings. How would you say that that has helped businesses communicate better with patients?
Well, the communication has improved so dramatically. I can't put a number on it, of course. But in the last 100 years, the phone has become the universal communication tool. I read some of these older histories that books and how people would, the doctors would have to travel hours to get to some farmer's location to help deliver a baby and things like that. Well, that's all a thing of the past. You know, 100 years ago, the phone, Bell introduced the phone. And I remember when we got our first one when I was a kid, and it was really a big deal. And in the last 10 or 12 years, the phone has become a computer. Communication today is faster, more convenient than ever. When we started 25 years ago, cell phones were still a novelty. Not everyone had one. Today, they're prevalent throughout the world, and it's the primary way of improving communication to the pharmacy and from the pharmacy. Smart has created an app called My Mobile RX that allows a customer to either enter their refill request or scan their prescription and be informed when they can expect to pick it up. They can even check on a prescription status. With the social media things that we're thinking of doing, everything that typically is done with social media is done through telephones, or at least that's what my children demonstrate to me every day.
Yeah, so it definitely makes, you know, mobile apps, social media, all of that makes our life more convenient, but it also can raise the question of, you know, security issues and privacy. So in your opinion, do you feel like that those conveniences can also make our lives less private as well?
Well, we certainly know that. We hear stories all the time of people deleting their Facebook account or some other account because it's not giving the right impression of them. But I really can't speak for any individual and their social media proclivities, but for smart solution, patient information and HIPAA compliance is very sacred. Every patient transaction that we're involved in is encrypted. Even if a hacker were to hack into a pharmacy system, they wouldn't be able to read the messages, records, or emails that Smart's recorded. For us, patient health information is safe and secure always.
Well, it's great to hear. You know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners that, you know, maybe looking for an IVR solution will definitely be comforted by that fact that you guys offer that extra level of security. How would you say that having better communication platforms and technology can not only offer more convenience for patients, but also help them be more adherent?
Well, part of this goes back to what we already talked about, communication from the patient to the pharmacy and the pharmacy to the patient. With the inbound calling that we provide, the patient has a direct line into the pharmacy computer network. With our outbound calling and texting services, we can remind the patients to pick up their prescriptions, because honestly, and it's happened to me many times, I just get busy and I forget, oh yeah, I've got to go pick that up. Unless I'm reminded, I'll go days and days and days without going to get, say, my Zocor that I need, honestly, on a daily basis. So we provide several types of patient communications, but there are five, I think, that are core compliance notifications. We do a pre-prescription reminder call where the patient's informed of prescriptions due to be filled and then asked permission to fill it. Then there are three potential follow-up calls to ensure the patient's aware of the prescription availability. Right after a prescription's filled, we can make a call or send a text that says your prescription's ready to be picked up. And then we can send a couple of reminders, set it, you know, 3 or 4 days out or 5 or 10 days out, depending on the preference of the pharmacy. And then the final compliance attempt, if a patient didn't go for the pre-compliance or pre-prescription due call, is a post-prescription due call where we call the patient and ask them if they'd like to refill the prescription again. And if so, they can say yes. And if they actually need to speak to the pharmacy staff, they can speak to the pharmacy staff during that communication. So we deliver the message, but we also allow the patient the opportunity to actually speak to someone live if they need to do so.
So you guys offer, it sounds like you offer a pretty robust system for not only communicating with patients, but also really helping those pharmacies help their patients be more adherent as well, which is awesome.
We try.
Well, you must be doing something right. You guys have been in business for a long time. So where would you say that, pharmacies are missing an opportunity to communicate with their patients?
Well, let's think about that just for a second. As we know, technology has become such a major part of our society that it's really important for a number of reasons. For the pharmacy, it has a great deal to do with their profitability because it takes work away from the staff and it improves convenience for the patient. It also dramatically reduces risk and helps with preventive health care. It's a great importance to our society today. If you don't have the technology to preserve, or if a pharmacy doesn't have the technology to preserve and promote their business, they're not providing the services they should to their patients. If the patient isn't being schooled on what they need to be doing with their medications, then the pharmacy is missing out on creating loyal customers. And the pharmacy is missing out on compliance and potential income and profitability.
So, you know, say there's a pharmacy that realizes they're missing an opportunity and they know that they need to get started, with an IVR platform, but what challenges do you see that owners run into when adapting new technology?
You know, I had a talk with one of the major pharmaceutical distributors about this some years ago, and he and I both think it's an educational process for the pharmacy more than the patient. In Smart's early days, we worked exclusively with pharmacy chains, and I recall one chain pharmacy manager did not want to use Smart Call. I went to visit this pharmacist personally, face-to-face in another state, and he was convinced that none of his patients would approve or use the system. Now, this was in the, probably mid-90s, 95, 96, 97, something like that. But fortunately for the pharmacy and us, his district manager overrode his objection. We installed a Smart Call IVR in his store. And at that time, we were actually doing the installations because they were very complex. So as a personal follow-up, I went again to visit this pharmacist a couple of months after his system was installed. And I could not believe the change. He honestly blew me away. He was totally praising SmartCall. He said, I was so wrong. The pharmacies at that time was receiving 75% of his pharmacy refills through SmartCall. He was just totally ecstatic. His staff weren't being interrupted as frequently, which means that he could actually save on payroll, right? Mm-hmm. And the ambiance in the pharmacy improved so people could focus on their tasks. And they had time when people, when their patients did come in, they were able to actually sit down and counsel with them and have a conversation with them. So one of the objections too is that a lot of the independents especially think that older patients need to talk with the staff. And in some cases that's true. And we facilitate that if that's the case with our caller bypass. But the younger generations like the convenience and rapidity of digital or automated voice communication. In fact, I think that some of them would prefer never speaking with a human being.
So would you say that is kind of the biggest hurdle in getting a pharmacy owner to embrace new technology, just get over that feeling of have to talk to every patient?
Yeah, I really do believe that's the case. And I run onto that even today as I talk to pharmacies, say, well, you know, I'm kind of interested in patient telling the patient the prescription is ready, but I don't need an IVR. And you know what? That's absolutely okay with us. But there are many independents that honestly feel that they've got to talk to their patients. And I think 15 years ago, that was correct. But, you know, technology has moved on and some of those patients have moved on. But younger generations, the baby boomers, in fact, who I'm part of that group, during the last 15 years, we've had the opportunity to embrace technology. You know, we now use computers. We now use smartphones. And it's been to our advantage. I think that if you were born after 1980, technology is just a given. You embrace technology totally. The millennials who grew up with technology in their cribs, as I said earlier, sometimes happy never having to speak with a human. So I think the major hurdle is attitude and cost of technology. So the attitude is, no, I've got to have this personal relationship with the patient. Yes, if that patient requires that. And as I said before, we facilitate that. But if they don't, and they're looking for convenience, that's when the technology needs to step in. And honestly, as far as the cost of the technology, for our SmartCall IVR, which is our most expensive application, the cost is really minimal. Typically, the cost of a system amortized over a five-year period is about the cost of a lunch on a daily basis. And the financial benefit's enormous. The ROI analysis that I do for some of these pharmacies really blows them away.
Kind of gets them over to from the dark side to the light side to understand why it's important to adapt this technology. As we've discussed today, you know, communication in our industry has changed a lot over the last 25, 10, 5 years. Where do you see it going in the future in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I personally think that technologically, this is the most exciting time in the history of the world. You know, communication technology, along with all the other technologies that we're involved in, will continue to grow and improve, and technology adoption will also improve. We'll definitely see in the future, I think, patient applications from the pharmacy that can be launched with a request to speak to the pharmacy in a video chat, similar to telemedicine like they do today. And that'll probably be launched from a wrist appliance of some sort. And we'll also see unified patient communication portals. That more than likely will be from a computer at home or something like that, a laptop, that will allow the patients to access their information from multiple providers with a single app with one secure login. And boy, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. You'll also be able to see how medications interact with each other and your specific DNA makeup. That's my opinion. Also, cloud technology will become the norm. It's still an emerging technology, but it's become so good and so reliable that it's where every pharmacy needs to look at going. Overall, patient pharmacy communication, I don't think has any limit. It'll become more reliable, more secure, and very specific. Going into the past just a little bit, I remember when I was a young man during the muscle car era in the 60s that factory hot rods were being introduced with big horsepower ratings up to, say, 435 horsepower. And they had big cubic inch ratings. Today, though, the technology has improved to such a significant amount that smaller engines, half the size of those big cubic inch motors are now producing the same horsepower or more, and the engines are actually more reliable than they were in the golden age of the hot rods, as I like to call it. I think the same is absolutely true with communication. I have a close friend who owns an IT business, and he says we haven't even scratched the surface. I think that's true. You know, I don't have a crystal ball or any scientific insight into where it's going to go, but it will improve dramatically. It'll benefit the pharmacy and the patient. And you need both there. We as humans now are concerned about personal health and happiness. We sort of all want to live forever. I've seen statistics that say if you're alive in 2025 to 2030, that you'll probably live to be 100, 120 years old. That's a direct result of better medical care, and better medical care, honestly, starts with better medication and treatment regimes. And no single entity is better suited to service that need than retail and ambulatory pharmacies. We might see the day when you go into your pharmacy and instead of asking for a specific medication, you say, analyze me, tell me what I need. and they can do that right there or by some sort of magic, who knows. It'll be a lot of fun to see where we go with all of this.
Yeah, definitely. It's an exciting time for sure. Do either of you have anything to add before we wrap up our podcast?
Jessica, you haven't participated much. Do you have any comments? I'd like to hear what you feel.
No, I think that's it, Travis. I think you touched on everything. In regards to smart solutions and our products and where technology is going in the next 25 to 30 years. So it'll be an exciting time to watch and see it grow.
Good. Well, Nicole, thank you for the opportunity today. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you both. I think you guys provided a lot of great information on patient communication, where it's been and where it's going, and also enlightened our listeners with more information about your company. So it was great to talk to you both.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast. Be sure to reach out to our pharmacy marketing experts at pharmacymarketing.com or check out all our podcasts at pharmacypodcast.com.
You were listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network's leading marketing podcast, Pharmacy Marketing Simplified, sponsored by the proven leader in pharmacy business development and support, GRX Marketing. For more proven strategies and ideas on marketing your pharmacy business, check out grxmarketing.com.